making the choice to move all the way to the other side of the world, to Bulgaria. Why? Okay, here it is. Number one, family. Oh my gosh. I don't know why it took me so long to find my pride in being Bulgarian and having a desire to learn about my home country. I think just since I was little, I felt like such a foreigner, such an outsider here. But then I also felt like an outsider even when I would go back and visit. So when I was here, you know, most of my life was in America. I mean, I've been here since I was 5. So I think I just tried so hard to fit in into America that I, you know, made myself as much as I could like the people here. So that's what made me feel foreign when I went to Bulgaria. But recently, you know, I started looking more into being more curious about the history of my country. And just that alone, just reading up on the history, being more, you know, proud of where I come from, that alone has made me feel so much more like a true Bulgarian. And my family, they're all still back there. I just have my parents here in Texas with me. I have 3 cousins that live in Chicago that I grew up with, but, you know, never really saw that frequently. So yeah, since I was 5, I've pretty much only had my mom and my dad, and it always brought me just really great sadness thinking, you know, that I would never be close or as close as I wanted to be with like my aunt, my grandparents, my uncle, my cousins that are all still there. It was just always something that weighed down on me a lot, and I felt out of control of changing that, because I mean, you can only like get to know someone so well when you go every 3 years in the summer for 2 months, or, you know, just through the phone. It's not the same. Plus right now, you know, times are so hard. I feel like right now we need our families more than ever. We all need to help each other get through COVID, get through just everything that's going on in the world. And I remember talking to my parents, asking them, you know, why did we come here, like, really? And they said, I mean, clearly we had won the green card visas, and they knew America, obviously a land of opportunity. And so they brought me here. I mean, it was never my choice to come here. Not that I'm not like immensely, immensely grateful. I'm so grateful for the things that I've learned, the people that I've met here, the experiences that I've had. It's irreplaceable. You can't find this. You can't find a country like this, or you can't find just everything that this country has to offer anywhere else. But my parents told me that we came here for an easier life. But, you know, that thinking about that sounds kind of selfish. Like Ohana, right? Ohana means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. The family isn't just me, my mom, and my dad. It's everyone in my family, and I feel like we left them behind to struggle while we have an easier life. That's so, I don't know, like, I don't feel good about that. I feel like I would rather be struggling with my family than be on my own here, you know, living a quote unquote easier life. But really, the only difference is money. Yeah, we make more money here, but we also pay up the ass to live here. Like, since I quit my job, I've realized, yeah, that's way too expensive to live here doing what I want to do, because I just quickly realized after graduation, after 1 year working as an engineer, that no matter how much money, how many raises I get, how many bonuses they cut me, I'm never gonna be happy just based off of money and material things and status. So yeah, that's the main reason, is my family, my close friend. I have one friend that before we moved to America, we were literally born like a couple weeks apart, and we grew up like since babies together, and I miss her. I hate that I can't ever see her. We can't ever hang out. We can only just text and call each other. And my grandma, I mean, she's been by herself since my grandpa passed away. And then on my dad's side, my grandpa and my uncle, they've been on their own since my grandma passed away. And I know they struggle, and I know they miss us, because every time we video chat, they ask us, when are you coming back? When are you coming to see us? Like, oh, you guys don't really care. You guys, you know, just come here on vacation. It's so true. Like, we literally would just go in the summer, and we would go to the beaches like all day. Like, that's so, I don't know. I look back now and I'm like, man, I would be mad as hell too. But yeah, I feel like the time is now or never. The fact that I'm single, I quit my job, so I literally don't have anything holding me down here right now. Now is the time for me to go and attempt. I've always wondered what my life would be like if I lived there, and I don't want to wonder for the rest of my life what my life would be, or what my life would have been if I did live there, if I did, you know, attempt at making it work over there. Like, yeah, I was brought here, but then I have citizenship here too, so that's the thing, is I could always come back if things didn't work out. I'm not scared of failing. Oh my god, I failed so many times. I'm not embarrassed to admit any of my failures, because they made me who I am. They taught me more about myself than anything. And so I'm taking a shot. I'm taking a chance on me. I have faith in myself, in my work ethic, in my family, you know. I feel like I can make it work if I really wanted to. And yeah, it won't be easy, but I want to try at least. And yes, I will miss people here so much. I love where I live so much. I love Texas. Like, Texas has changed me in so many ways, and Texas has just made my love for this country grow so much more. I love my neighborhood that I live in here, the people that I live around, and I'm gonna miss a lot. But like I said, I cannot let myself be stuck wondering for the rest of my life, what if. I can't live like that. I'd rather go and totally mess up, or, you know, go and totally love it, and who knows, right? But yeah, there's a whole video that I need to make still about why I quit my job. That's coming. But the main thing that I just learned is happiness and love. I always thought it was so fucking cheesy when people would say that's all that mattered and that's the point of life. But like, no, like, I want to make money. I want to be rich. No. I realized real quick, money will never make me happy. True happiness is love. And the best source of love is your family. And I want to give them love too. I feel like I finally found my happiness and I want to share it with them. I want to get to know my family better. I want to be there for them. I want to just live life with the right intention. I feel like a lot of the things that I was chasing here were for ego, for status and money, whatever, but yeah, it was never gonna make me happy. So I'm willing to, you know, struggle for a bit and just take a chance on an idea, a feeling. I've definitely transitioned to just living life in the moment, because if COVID taught me anything, it's that the world could literally end. I mean, it could end at any time. So I need to make every moment count. I need to have good intentions behind everything that I do. And I feel with like through every angle that I look at it, I just feel pulled to going back home and seeing what happens, you know, no expectations, just fucking go for it, you know. And it's scary times right now. There's also a lot of violence escalating everywhere, not just America, everywhere around the world. And another huge reason is just feeling like a total outsider here since I was little. I mean, nobody, not that anyone ever made fun of me for being foreign. Yeah, I got made fun of for my name and other dumb shit, but I myself just always felt out of place. Like, I never felt like I truly belonged anywhere. And I don't know if that's just me. I don't know if I'm like, if I'm just like incapable of like truly like fitting into like a group that isn't my family. I just want to try, you know, living in my home country. Maybe, I mean, shit, who knows, maybe the people there won't accept me. I don't know, but at least I'll have my family, right? I guess let go of any fears or any just any ideas that have been planted in my head. I've just let go of everything. I've let go of judgment. I've let go of ideologies that I used to live by that were very incorrect, and I feel like I finally found my point of peace. And I know that, you know, wherever you are, you know, if you're depressed, just moving across the world, that's not gonna fix it. And same with if you're truly happy, I believe that you can be happy anywhere. Like, you can literally, they can pick you up, and plop you down anywhere. If you are a truly happy person and hardworking, you know, you can make things work wherever. And another just cool thing that I'm so excited, I've always joked and like I would tell people, because the way I look at fitness, it isn't like for looks. I've always looked at fitness as like survival. Like I would tell people when I fast or when I work out, like sometimes I literally just like pretend that I live in a forest, or that I live back, you know, in the past when we didn't have all this technology and you literally had to some days fast. You know, you didn't have food. You had to wait to either catch something, or you had to wait for your crops to grow, or, you know, you had to do these intense workouts and continue challenging your body. Like, it wasn't an option. You weren't always, like, able to go to the store and just grab, like, whatever the hell you want to eat, and it was never that easy. So, yeah, I would joke and say, I just, like, sometimes pretend that I live in the forest, but just sleep in a fucking big-ass queen bed at night. And I literally have the opportunity to go to Bulgaria and learn how to be 100% self-sufficient. Like, my grandpa has a house out in the country. They grow their own vegetables, their own fruit. And, you know, if we wanted to, we could raise our own farm animals, which... that just sounds so cool to me. It's been something I've always wanted to learn. So, yeah, I want to go and live. I think it would be so fun, so educational to go and live a just completely different lifestyle. And, yeah, like I said, I'm not scared of failing. I want to vlog a lot of it, so stay tuned for that, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, it could all just be like one giant fail, and maybe I'll have to come back to America, or maybe I just won't like it and I'll come back, or maybe I'll love it. You know, the opportunities are endless. They're endless, and I'm going into this with just such a positive mindset, no expectations, just prepared to work hard and hustle and learn everything I need to learn, give it my all. But yeah, guys, I'm really excited. I'm really sorry that if you're sad or if you don't understand, I know some people might think this is like a dumb decision. Like, I'm literally going from a country where, you know, you have so many opportunities to a country where it's not as easy to make things work. But I don't expect everyone to understand. Just want, I guess, everyone to know I love y'all and I will miss you guys. America made me who I am, but I mean, I can definitely say I know I'm an American definitely at heart too. I grew up here. I lived here for 21 years now. So, I want to go and, like, I know how to be an American. Okay, I want to go and, like, be a Bulgarian now. How about that? So, stay tuned for updates on my move. And, yeah, have an amazing day. Thank you for listening.